My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Stros last night, 6-0. They beat the Baltimore Orioles. And they did it getting contributions from the bottom of the lineup. This is one of those games where they didn't need the big three or four at the top to carry the water. Gamble. Old B Gamble,
yes.
The new guy, B Gams.
I knew it all along. I knew it was gonna be Gamble night. This is gonna be just as it was with earlier in the season.
Okay. Seth's pointing at me right now.
The name of the guy that came in and then the Astros went on a little bit of a win streak. The Day. I named it The Day.
Oh, Cesar Salazar. Okay,
yeah, all right. I don't feel any guilt about you not having that at the ready when I said
you
that right now. Cesar Salazar.
You stopped and pointed at me with a blank stare on your face, and I'm supposed to go Cesar Salazar?
Because I was calling it Gamble Day.
Well, once you said we named a day after him, I got it, but you said The Guy.
Right, yeah.
That's
right.
Like I'll name that tune in
one
minute.
I thought you would have remembered 90 minutes ago when I asked the same question and you had
Yes, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it's on a day when we found out that finally Alex Bregman's going to be moving to first base. Finally.
Well, he's taking some reps there.
Yeah, you know, he'll be there. He'll be the fixture, Sean. So we found out yesterday afternoon that they're going to expose him to first base.
Yeah.
It sounded creepy, Chandler Rome.
That was the wording, wasn't it?
Sounded like he was going to expose himself at first base or something. Look, I've been arrested for that. We don't need Alex Bregman getting arrested for that as well.
That time Seth ran out to first base at Minute Maid Park and exposed himself.
Yeah. You haven't seen the clips because MLB doesn't want you to know the truth.
Before social media. Yeah.
That Alex Bregman will be moving. He might see some time at first base. We'll see. But that it was a really good performance against a good pitcher offensively. And lots to feel good about after a couple days where it felt like, they lost.
Yeah. So they they're doing this against a good team. We'll see. Like the Orioles have yet to beat the Astros this year.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be in
there. Got to get over that hump sometimes if you want to win the World Series.
Well, hopefully it doesn't, if they face them in the postseason, that's not. They still got three more games this weekend. So we'll see what happens. But Spencer Arrighetti, solid again. You know, Ocho texted in earlier and said how Spencer Arrighetti, he was a little wild, but it was a team that likes to chase in the Orioles. But I'm like, I don't know, man. He walked one guy, you know?
Yeah, no, and I think, too, like one of the things that Arrighetti has, when he started to really turn into something else, it was, he had a couple games stretch where he was just nibbling at the strike zone a little too much. And it looked like he didn't know whether he just didn't have the control or he was just trying to be a little too cute.
Yeah.
When he started being more aggressive, it was really when he started kind of unleashing that angry side of him that I think now he's learned when he can and when he can't, and when he can throw more balls and when he shouldn't. I think he's got a real good feel for that. That's one of the things where I feel like he's become a veteran Major League Baseball pitcher over the course of this season.
Yeah. It is interesting how first base has become this new spot where they park guys to try to keep their bats in the lineup.
Yeah.
You know, like it's become like the quasi DH because you got Yiner over there now, and if they're getting Bregman reps over there at first base, because this I said this last week, but I thought we would see given just how subpar the outfield had been, I thought we'd try to see them doing a lot more lineups where they're keeping Caratini and Yiner's bats in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, keeping Yiner in him.
Caratini's a capable bat, which you can't say about some of these outfielders.
And that's
right
a weird
now.
That another conversation we wouldn't have been having before Yiner got that 2-game break whenever this stretch started. Was just like, okay, well, yeah, but if you move Bregman to first, then, yeah, where do you put Yiner, and do you want him? It's like, do you want him catching that much? And Caratini's been swinging the bat real well, too.
Well, yeah, you park Yiner at DH, but then Jordan in left field.
Right,
you know,
right.
You're right.
Yeah,
it's like a whack-a-mole game.
Yeah, I'm saying Yiner is a part of that equation.
Yeah.
There was a time where you'd be like, okay, yeah, well, you sit Yiner that day.
You sit Yiner.
Where now you're at a point where you can't sit Yiner, but you also don't want him playing catcher all that much.
Dusty would for sure have sat Yiner.
Yes.
No, you have to have Yiner's bat in the lineup every day. It's non-negotiable. With Tucker out, especially, you've got to have Yiner's bat in the lineup every day.
Maybe Bregman can play outfield. Oh, no, the throwing. That's the whole thing. You don't want him to have to throw the ball that much. I forgot the very reason that we're even having this ridiculous conversation about Bregman going to play first
base. Gremlins in the elbow, man. Gremlins in the elbow.
I told you the gremlins are nothing to mess with, man.
No.
You get water on that elbow, and all of a sudden, he's just tearing your house up.
It's tough. Probably, I would say, last night, one of the better developments is the fact that they were up 6 runs. Means that on the heels of a couple of days where you only got 3 and change from Ronel Blanco, you only got 5 from Verlander, which was kind of planned in close games, you got kind of a blowout so you could finish up the game with Dubin and Ferguson in there. You didn't have to touch Abreu. You didn't have to touch Hader, whoever else you view as your leverage relievers at this point, because Presley is still out. Those guys got an extra day's rest. They basically had an off day. The Astros have had off days every Thursday for like the last month, it feels like.
Right, right.
Hader and Abreu got an off day yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And Hector Neris is back on the team.
Hector's back. Okay, so let's dive into this a little bit here. Hector Neris is back. He was DFA'd by the Cubs. He was their closer at one point this year. And it started to not go well. He's got his ERA is a little high, 3.89. He had 17 saves. Kind of miscast as a closer, though. Like, a lot of his advanced stats showed that like his numbers probably should have been worse than they were.
Yeah.
He was getting hit pretty hard. His FIP, not all that great. But so kind of miscast. So the Cubs cut him loose, and the Astros picked him up off of waivers.
Yeah, and he's the whole thing about Hector Neris is almost, I always looked at him as almost like a subtle pitcher version of George Springer, almost.
Well,
like there's an energy about him.
There's an article about this that Chandler or somebody wrote earlier this year about the leadership that has left the building in the last couple years. And Neris was brought up. And if this is a role that he plays in this bullpen, like if he's here to be the new Montero where he's just mopping things up.
Yeah.
If he plays the role that we've heard about him playing with this team the last couple of years from a leadership standpoint, I think it's a really good signing. He was sort of the liaison for a lot of the Latin American
pitchers.
Well,
he was the one that he had those huge dinners for like the new Latin American players in the system.
Yeah.
And would kind of try to be like a godfather to their – not try to be, but like godfather of a guy, like kind of take him under his wing and tell him about the challenges and everything.
You know who he is?
Who?
He's Case Keenum.
Oh,
he's an actual pitcher on the staff who is brought in as much for his leadership and his willingness to dine with younger players. Remember, Case and Davis and the wives take CJ out every Friday?
I wonder, when Hector Neris, as many times as like the Astros have done this, sometimes successfully, sometimes not, like with Montero, where a guy has his career best year with the Astros, and sometimes they go ahead and make him one of the highest paid relievers in the league.
Yeah.
Hector Neris had his career best year in terms of ERA, at least last year. He was a 1.71 ERA with the Astros.
Yeah, he did.
And they let him walk.
Yep. Have you seen, by the way, and we're going to get to this listener of the drive in a second here, Montero is tearing it up at Sugarland right now.
Oh.
As of a couple days ago, he had 4 appearances,
maybe
9 strikeouts.
Maybe they figured something. You never know. Maybe. Get some time, a little space,
dude,
a little
rest. They still need him at some point.
No, of course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Sean, I'm not surprised by a single move they make with the pitchers at any point this year after the onslaught of injuries they've had.
It is funny. Like, everybody's wringing their hands over, like, Stanek is leaving and Neris is leaving and Maton is leaving. And they go find these other middle relievers to take over that slot. Not Montero, but like Taylor Scott's been really good for them.
Yeah.
They've gotten some good innings from some no-name guys. So this was on the drive yesterday. I guess there was a listener of theirs that was seeking acknowledgement because she, female listener, the name escapes me, but it'll be part of this cut.
It's relevant.
that she is seeking acknowledgement for pointing out that the Astros should bring back Hector Neris. Yeah.
From the text line, I text y'all yesterday about Hector Neris before this potential move was even happening.
It was potential, friend. And you y'all said it yourself.
And y'all didn't acknowledge it or speak on it in all caps.
We report news,
acknowledge
not potential.
Acknowledge me. I know sports. Melissa.
Acknowledge me as Payne and Pendergast.
The only female 6'10 listener, Melissa. First off, we thank you so much for listening to us.
Pendergast and Payne.
But shout out to you, Melissa. We know you know sports. I'm not going to acknowledge you. That's a different show. But check them out. I think you should check them out 6-10 tomorrow, Payne and Pendergast, and force them to acknowledge you.
Shout out to all our lady listeners. Hello,
ladies.
By
the way, speaking of ladies, happy birthday to the boss lady.
For real this time.
Yes. She texted me yesterday. She said, you retracted it, huh?
Okay, so yeah, and happy birthday,
Sarah Fraser. Fraser's birthday, yeah.
All right, for one, honestly, the first thing that jumped out is show not aware of how many women listeners we have? We have a bunch of women listeners.
We have a lot. They text a lot. Quite a few.
It's not nearly like the majority of our audience or anything, but yeah, we have a boatload of them, and they tend to be like the women that tend to listen to our shows tend to be like, oh yeah, this is a cool chick. They're paying attention, you know? Like, it's not whatever stereotypes you have or whatever, just leave them at the door. So, I don't feel that Melissa deserves acknowledgement because she wasn't the only person that was talking about Hector Neris. We might not have been talking about it. His name came up at one point.
Yeah.
But it was you don't see every text during the show. And multiple other people were talking about, like, mentioning Hector Neris.
I was in a good mood. I was going to give it to her.
I'll give it to her then.
Yeah, I was going to give it to her.
Acknowledge me, Melissa.
Good job.
One more time, Ben. A little louder. Just acknowledge the people in the back.
I don't want to set a trend of people demanding acknowledgement.
No, it's okay.
Seems a little desperate.
Get out!
That's right, Bandy.
Yeah.
He called in to do that.
No, you're right, Seth. Okay. Melissa, this is a one-off, okay?
Yeah.
It's a one-off.
The other thing, too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I used to have an argument with one of our old program directors, mm-hmm. who is a little bit more like maybe it's some old school trappings to him or whatever. And he would bring up like, well, women are only such and such percentage of the audience. I'm like, dude, there are a lot of purchasing decisions made and guided by the woman in the household that especially at the time I was doing ads for a urologist. Urologist told me, he said, it's about... I think he said like 95% of the appointments are made by the wife.
Yeah.
For the vasectomy.
For the vasectomy.
It's like getting a kid to go get his teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
You can't leave him to his own devices. He's not going to set the schedule he's not going to set the appointment for the dentist. That's how husbands are with vasectomies. They'll agree to it or they'll know that it needs to be done. But when it comes to pulling the trigger on the snippy snip, it tends to be the wife that actually gets it done.
There weren't a lot of convincing for me.
Yeah.
Went back. I wouldn't say I'm in the 5%. You said 95% set the appointment. I don't think I'm in the 5%, but I think my ex-wife and I both were running to the phone to grab it, to call the place and make the appointment at about the same time.
Yeah.
And this is no disrespect to my kids. It's just a quantity issue. My kids are awesome. They were great kids, but they were kids.
Mm.
And so we had all three of them within 16 months. Yeah. And so by the time they were like 3-3-2, it's like we can't add to this.
Right, you're living in modern America. It's not like you're trying to have as many people as to help out on the farm as possible.
No,
like,
no,
these are a drain.
There's a tuition. Yeah. No, I don't quantify it that way, but we didn't want any more. Well, we had boy-girl twins.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're kind of set there. You got one of each, and yeah. We're not looking to have seven kids or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then along came Sammy. It's like, oh, okay, well, now we got to figure this thing out. So I was happy to go do it. I had mine done the week of March Madness.
Yeah.
The Thursday of March Madness, I had mine done because you are doctor's orders supposed to sit on the couch with nobody bothering you
right.
for 3 days.
Yeah.
It's my favorite 3 days to sit on the couch. At least it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
The first 3 days of March, 4 days of March Madness.
You know what a really effective birth control method is? Just menopause. That's what I would always say. Like, oh, why don't we just wait around for menopause? That'll be fine, right? Like, we'll be good after that. Except, I guess that turns out that's not actually all that effective. Sometimes,
sometimes you
have a menopause relapse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It doesn't always
I feel like we're delving into some dangerous territory.
No,
here,
not for really? Me. I haven't personally. I was just reading about it one day, and it was like, yeah, there are women that thought that they were totally in the clear.
Really?
And then, turns out they were ovulating.
All right, if you're one of the many women that listen to Payne and Pendergast, text in if this phenomenon has happened with you.
Okay, yeah. Did you, and then had a, well, yeah, and then if you had a child because of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a kid at 55 or something is not in most people's
awful.
Plan.
It sounds terrible.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'm 49 and I'd be a deadbeat dad. I'd leave, man. I'd be to Costa Rica so fast with a fake passport.
Here you go, Brandy. Oh, my God.
Seth, do you feel any guilt? Seth, my head. You're talking to Jose here. Shut the hell up.
Seth with a bad Hispanic accent.
I would be in Costa Rica for 7 years and have learned like 10 Spanish
words. Yeah,
yeah. Still but trying to live on the land.
What did you just hit,
what
man?
The hell's this quesadilla?
That's what that would be.
Yeah.
That's what that would be.
I'd be in Ecuador complaining about the lack of hot dogs.
Okay, now we've
6 foot four.
Oh, he doesn't, big he doesn't stick out at all. Hey.
Is that Ernest Hemingway?
Yeah.
No, it's just the deadbeat
What
dad.
Are the All in the Family reruns on? Yeah. A text message, I quantify it this way. Tuition, cars, clothes, and food.
Food's a big one. I don't know how you guys would like.
I don't either, dude.
Lots of teenagers feed these kids.
I'm being serious. Like, I do not know how you do it these days.
I tell them to just go fend for yourself. Right? My wife grew up, they had her father was a farmer, and they had four kids in 4 years. So they did have a lot of help around the farm, but it sounds like the food situation was like a pack of rats when you throw a piece of cheese out.
Really?
It was like, she's always still kind of impressed that we have food around the house.
Really?
A pantry full of food.
Because it wasn't always that way.
It was like, no, the food got in the door and then it was gone.
There was
no like, oh, are there still some crackers in the cupboard?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
They're gone.
I'm still blown away by this menopause relapse thing you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know how common it is.
I got to go do some Google.
I just know that it's supposed to be like, you just don't get cocky.
Yeah.
Don't get cocky if all of a sudden your wife's in menopause that you don't have to worry about it at all anymore. It's not quite as cut and dry as that.
Tanner says, acknowledge me. I demand you acknowledge me for acknowledging that I should not request acknowledgement. That's not going to work, Tanner. Yeah, thank you. I was going to say,
I'll credit him for the effort.
Yeah. Yeah, you get credit, but that's it.
No ironic acknowledgments here, all right?
Nope, not on this show. All right, Payne and Pendergast with
sacred
you.
Sacred ground.
Hey, college football, sacred ground. College football starts tomorrow.
What?
This is the wildest college football story I've seen in the age of NIL so far. And one guess as to who the head coach is that's behind it. That is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.